Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, February the 12th. Happy to have you along and hope you join in. In honor of Valentine's Day this week, and because February is designated as Heart Health Month, we will talk this hour about ways to keep our hearts healthy and to prevent heart disease and heart attacks with our own Dr. Zorba Pastor. Zorba co-hosts Zorba Pastor on Your Health with Tom Clark, produced by Wisconsin Public Radio and nationally syndicated, heard on hundreds of public radio stations around the country. You hear it Saturday mornings at 8 and Saturday afternoons at 2 here on the Ideas Network. Happy to have Zorba in studio with me this hour on a weekday. He got up early. Thanks very much, Zorba.
It's a pleasure to be here, yes. And a pleasure, I did get up early.
And a pleasure to drive in during this snowstorm yet again here.
Absolutely. I looked outside my window and I said, oh, wow, we finally have snow in Wisconsin. I am so excited to have snow.
It's been so long. I know. And also joining us for the first few minutes of the program, the talk director at Wisconsin Public Radio, Cheryl Gasser. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning, Zorba.
We are here because it is our winter pledge drive, and we have lots of wonderful reasons why we think you should pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour when we have Zorba on. But let me set the stage. Let me first thank everybody who called in during the last hour. We just about made that $6,000 goal, and maybe some pledges still being counted in Pledge Central right now. We might make it. So thank you so very much for your support. It's really been wonderful. But this hour, we have a new goal. It's a bigger goal, $9,000 to raise this hour.
Right. That's quite a goal. But with your help, we can make this goal. This goal is made call by call, person by person. And the way to make this goal is to either go to your computer at WPR.org or call 1-800-383-9772. We know you love Wisconsin Public Radio, else you would be turning it off during pledge, and you keep it on during pledge. So now is the time to show your support by calling 1-800-383-9772.
And Cheryl, we have an extra special incentive to meet the goal this hour.
We do, thanks to Barbara and Jim Ballard, some members of Wisconsin Public Radio, who want to encourage you this hour to make a pledge. They will donate an additional $1,000 when we meet our goal of $9,000 by 9 o'clock. So we'll really bring in $10,000 this hour in support of Wisconsin Public Radio when we meet that goal and get that challenge from Barbara and Jim Ballard. So thank you so much to them.
Oh, $1,000, a very generous challenge from Barbara and Jim Ballard, encouraging you to not delay it any longer, to make that pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Your pledge not only supports this program and all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, it helps pay for Zorba Pastor on Your Health, and it helps bring this program to people all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond. Your pledge, if it when it helps us reach that $9,000 goal, will mean an extra $1,000 this hour. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org if you'd like to pledge online. And Zorba, we have a number of other incentives during this hour, including a wonderful book that you highly recommend. It's the book by Oprah's doctor, right?
That's right, by Oprah's doctor. That's right. Extending the Warranty, You the Manual, Extending the Warranty by Dr. Oz, who is a great guy. He's a friend of mine. Last time I was in New York City going to an event with His Holiness the Dalai Lama, I went and saw Mohammad Oz. He's a great guy. He is at Columbia University. He's a heart surgeon. He has been really, he and Oprah have a connection together that clearly goes to try to help Americans stay healthier. And the book is a great book. And the book is yours at, I think, at the $150 level. The book really shows you how to really stay healthy and keep your body young, which is one of the goals. And one of the issues with Heart Month, which is one of the reasons I'm on the show, is keeping your heart and cardiovascular system healthy helps you live what I call the long, sweet life. And you can live the long, sweet life today by calling 1-800-383-9772, or it's easy to go to the computer at WPR.org. Because you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you support it. It's quick, it's easy, it takes just a few minutes. Why not show your support now?
1-800-383-9772. We'll be happy to send you the book, You Staying Young, the Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty. And along with that, at that level, you also receive the Member Benefit Card, which gives you lots of wonderful benefits, benefit of membership, a year-long benefit for being a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, two-for-one entrees, two-for-one admission at arts and cultural events, bed and breakfast, two nights for the price of one, online shopping discounts, and the list goes on. 1-800-383-9772. You can break it down monthly, $12.50 a month, if you prefer to do it that way, or put it on a credit card all at once. It's really up to you. WPR.org is another way to contribute.
Boy, and if that didn't give you enough reasons to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour, here's another one. This is going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I have been practicing yoga for more than 10 years now, and I love it. I think it helps my strength, my flexibility, my balance. It helps calm my mind. It helps me de-stress. I really enjoy practicing yoga. And I thought, you know, I wonder if Zorba practices yoga. And he told me that he's done it once or twice. He doesn't do it regularly. But we talked about this, Zorba, on my birthday program, about how yoga can be certainly a part of a healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely. I meditate on a regular basis. I do not practice yoga. And when you brought up this idea, I thought, gee, yoga, that sounds like a good idea. Let's put it forth to Tom Clark. I'm sure Tom will not buy the idea at all. And much to our shock, your shock and my shock,
surprise, Tom Clark said, yeah, let's do that. We're gonna do yoga. So
and nobody in the room thought that Tom would go for yoga at all. And he loves the idea of a yoga party, and he is going to be there. And when you donate $400, $400 a person, $800 a couple, that's $34 a month, you'll be supporting great programming. You will come to our yoga party, which is fantastic.
It'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be at Bliss Flow Yoga in Fitchburg on Saturday, April the 5th, from 2 until 4 in the afternoon. And we will have a yoga class, a beginner's class. So this is something that if you've never done yoga before, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Believe me, it'll be painless. It'll be, well, I take that back. You might be a little bit sore after your very first time, but it's also something that if you've been practicing yoga, you'll have
still
fun doing
it,
too. So for beginners and professionals alike, let's put it that way. We will do an hour-long yoga class. Zorba, Tom, I'll be there. Some other people from Wisconsin Public Radio might be there. Cheryl, maybe we'll twist your arm and you can be there too. And we'll do some spinal twists and some other yoga moves. And I know we'll get a wonderful head massage after it's all over.
Great.
And then we will eat some wonderful food and have a light dinner after it's all over, Zorba. And the menu is pretty healthy.
The menu is fantastic. Smoked salmon spread with fresh dill and crostini. We've got a fabulous quinoa salad, fresh basil, cucumbers, and tomatoes. Oh. Endive spoons with lemon-herbed goat cheese, chicken empanadas with green olives, ensalada capri skewers. As you can tell, the food part is the part that's kind of motivating me to actually engage in the yoga. But really, yoga, great food, Wisconsin Public Radio, it doesn't get better than that. And if it doesn't get better than that, for $400 a person, $800 a couple, why not pledge now at WPR.org or 1-800-383-9772. You listen to all the great information on Wisconsin Public Radio. Why not call now? Show your support.
Please do call in now. We have a limited number of tickets for this event, and we have, I know, had some takers so far. At least a half a dozen people have decided to join us at the yoga party. Let's have you join us, too. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. I think we have about 20 tickets left. Why don't we try to sell out this hour?
That'd be great.
1-800-383-9772 for all the health information that Joy covers, for the politics and the environment, the education. It's just a wonderful mix of life. You learn something new every hour on Joy's program here on Wisconsin Public Radio. It's radio worth listening to, and it's radio worth supporting. with your pledge at WPR.org or 800-383-9772.
1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. So far, $640 raised toward that $9,000 goal. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And it is important, especially this hour, to reach that $9,000 goal, not only to stay on track during this pledge drive and to raise the amount of money needed to be raised from listener contributions, but we get the $1,000 in the challenge grant offered by Barbara and Jim Ballard when that goal is met. So help us reach that goal. Help us get this extra $1,000 and feel good about Wisconsin, supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Yes, this is a Wisconsin Public Radio is really a community of listeners. And with your help, we can make our goal. Why not call now at 1-800-383-9772? A little bit more on Dr. Oz's book, because I was just reading it again to do a review on it. The book is a great book. The book is yours at the $150 level. And it's a wonderful book because the idea is how do you take your body, how do you kind of extend the warranty and keep it healthy and fit? We know as you get older, there are aches and pains that occur with mm-hmm. life, but how do you minimize those and maximize your great health? And remember, years ago, I can remember when I was a child and basically somebody died in their 60s. They said, well, they lived a good life and they died in their 60s. Today, if somebody dies in their 60s, you go, what happened? Why did they die? And that's because what we've done is we've extended longevity. Now is the time to figure out how to keep that youthfulness while you've extended it. And one of the ways to do that is to engage in social relationships. When you pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, you engage in that social relationship. You do good for our community by providing great information that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. And the way to do that is to go to WPR.org or call 1-800-383-9772. At the $150 level, you get Dr. Oz's book. At the $400 level, you get to come to our wonderful yoga and food party. That's not the toga and food party, yeah. but the yoga and food party. And you'll get to see Tom and I do yoga.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
And your pledge will extend the life of Wisconsin Public Radio. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Zorba, I have to imagine that pledging is actually good for you.
Yes, absolutely. It increases your endorphins. Absolutely. It takes away mm-hmm. the stress in your life. When you go and you engage in a compassionate act for other people, it actually promotes your good heart because it promotes your good heart by removing the stresses that occur today. Like if you go outside and you're stressing in traffic mm-hmm. and you decide, gee, I'm going to give something to Wisconsin Public Radio, you feel better, the community benefits, and that produces what I call the long, sweet life.
1-800-383-9772, the number that you can call right now to feel better and to extend your life and to help the health of Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge of any amount. Any pledge whatsoever makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Every pledge is needed and appreciated and will be put to good use, paying for the programming that you value. But remember these special benefits that we have for you during this hour. The pledge of $150 a year or more will get you not only the member benefit card, which entitles you to 2-for-1 benefits at restaurants and bed and breakfasts and cultural attractions. It also will get you the book by Dr. Oz, the book You, Staying Young. And if you want to pledge $400, that's good for one ticket to the yoga party, Yoga 101, and a healthy, fun meal afterwards. Tom Clark, Zorba Pastor, and I will be at this yoga party on April the 5th in Fitchburg at Bliss Flow Yoga. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org to make your pledge. Cheryl, thanks very much. We'll talk to you a little bit later, okay?
Okay.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Zorba Pastor, a practicing family medicine doctor who mentors medical students as a clinical professor in the Department of Family Medicine at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He's the author of The Longevity Code, Your Personal Prescription for a Longer, Sweeter Life, and he is the co-host of the nationally syndicated radio program Zorba Pastor on Your Health. You hear Zorba and Tom Clark every Saturday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm happy that Zorba has agreed to join me to talk with you about healthy hearts, as this is Heart Month. February is Heart Month, a month designated to increase awareness about preventing heart disease and promoting healthy hearts. And we are here to answer your questions about your heart. 1-800-642-1234 is the call-in number. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And Zorba, heart disease still a leading cause of death in this country?
Oh, absolutely. Heart disease is definitely the leading cause of death. If we look back to the 1800s, the most common cause of death were infectious diseases. Tuberculosis killed one out of four people from about the founding of our republic in 1776 until about 1900. And frankly, once the Industrial Revolution came in, we got a little more protein in our diet. We were able to spread out and have slightly larger houses so we weren't next to one another. TB started to fall. And what came in is then we had more fat in our diet. We had more food in our diet. We had less exercise because of the Industrial Revolution. And instead of perishing from tuberculosis, we started perishing from heart disease. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, that's where we are number right now. We have more heart disease than we've ever had before. On the other hand, we're living longer than we ever have had before. We've dropped stroke, which is basically if you were part of the blood's not working in the brain. That's mm-hmm. where stroke. We dropped stroke by 65% since I first went to medical school.
Wow.
Huge drop because of the treatment of high blood pressure, the effective treatment of high blood pressure with great medicines. Heart disease, we've dropped premature death by 50% in the last 20, 25 years. Once again, mostly by the treatment of high blood pressure and then by the treatment of cholesterol and then second and probably tertiary-wise treatment of diabetes. But frankly, we still have a long way to go and there's still things that we can do. Lots of things we can do. And Heart Month is just a way to remember, hey, yeah. there's work to do. We've done a good job, but we can do a better job. Where do we start?
Well, where do we start?
Well, we start by, first of all, recognizing, as a good example, mm-hmm. I know that Kathleen Dunn recently had a heart attack. I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, just a,
we
yeah.
were just chatting. And one of the important issues about a decade ago, the Journal of the American Medical Association came out with a theme issue, which they do periodically. And the theme issue is we need more research on women's health. And the reason is, for a long time, the FDA said, well, we don't want to use women of childbearing potential in research because we're worried about pregnancy, even though women may not be sexually active, may be on birth control, and may have a vasectomized partner. For many years, they weren't allowed in research, and so we didn't do research on women, and drug research and other research were basically done on men. Well, lo and behold, women and men are different, not only different based on their reproductive organs, but they experience things differently. Women are less likely to have crushing anginal-type mm-hmm. chest pain that we hear about, an elephant standing on your chest. Well, that's a guy thing. A woman's thing may be, oh, you know, I feel a little discomfort in my chest. And it's not just women are saying, oh, I can live with it and they can tolerate pain more, or it's women being women. It's not that way at all. They experience the sensation differently.
Yeah.
And so it's very important that women realize that their symptoms may be different. The other issue was that as women and men reach parity in society, they also reach parity in smoking. So in other words, as soon as women began to smoke as much as men, women started to get heart disease as much as men. And yes, estrogen early on in life did protect them, but it protected them about 5 or 10 years in terms of heart disease. So instead of getting heart attacks, we'll say in their mid-50s, they'll get heart attacks in their later 50s and in their early 60s. They're just a little bit behind. But then again, they're a little bit behind in men in terms of the glass ceiling of society. 10 years down the line, we may find that they're actually going to get heart attacks at the same rate as men.
You know, Let me jump in.
This is a big issue that I am passionate about.
Yeah, and I just in case some listeners hadn't heard, and I'm sure many have. Kathleen Dunn did suffer a heart attack about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. She is doing well, and her prognosis is very good. She's on a couple of weeks rest on doctor's orders, and we expect to hear her back on the air in short enough order. And she is planning on doing a program on women and. And heart disease when she comes back, because she didn't necessarily experience any symptoms, and it didn't present right. itself in the way you typically hear about it. So we'll learn lots more when Kathleen is back, yeah. And we do wish her well. She's resting comfortably.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it brings up another important point. Back in the 60s and 70s, if you had a heart attack, that was a sentence for death. You became a cardiac cripple. That was the word, mm-hmm. because physicians said, well, once you get a heart attack, you can't do anything. Do as much. You've got to have bed rest for mm-hmm. 1 to 2 months in order to get your heart going, and then you shouldn't do any exercise afterwards. You have to be careful. Well, then someone did a study back in the late 70s and said, well, wait a minute, we're giving the wrong advice. What we ought to do is tell people that they need a certain amount of rest mm-hmm. immediately after a heart attack, but actually you should start to exercise.
Yes.
You should exercise in an aerobic way versus an anaerobic way. Not do a lot of weightlifting, but do some cardio and do it in a beneficial form. So the thing that's interesting about medicine is that it's a continuously yeah. evolving thing, and it's not just that, well, wait a minute, they told me to do this and now they're telling me to do that. It's that medicine is not a true or false. It's changing truths as we begin to learn things.
Yeah, I don't think she's been confined to bed, but I think it was a little bit of resting a little bit in terms of this is a stressful job.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, this is a stressful
Absolutely.
Job, and stress does contribute to heart problems, doesn't it?
There's no doubt about mm-hmm. it. There's no doubt about it. And mental stress contributes, and that's the part mm-hmm. that when you look at books about heart disease and prevention of heart disease, the short shrift is given to social relationships, mental stress, and a spiritual path. And when I wrote my book, The Longevity Code, Your Personal Prescription for a Longer, Sweeter Life, and when I did the research, I looked at the physical sphere. I said there are five spheres: physical, mental, mm-hmm. family and social, spiritual and material. And we spent a lot of time in the physical sphere. But from a mental sphere, how do we engage in optimism? How do we develop happiness? From a social sphere, how do we engender social relationships? Because you may have the best body in the world. You go to the gym every day. If you don't have anyone to talk to about your good health, what good does it do you? And a spiritual sphere may be a religious path that you have, but it's art, it's music, it's time with Mother Nature. And the material sphere is, if you are head over heels in debt, is that stressful or what?
Yeah.
Well, it is stressful. Well, all these things play a role in premature heart disease more than anything else, as well as bad habits. And we need a balance in these five spheres to essentially reach our optimal health and to really extend our sweetness as well as the length of our life.
Some callers for you. Zorba, Ann in Fond du Lac is with us first. Hi, Ann. You're on the air.
Hi. I have a quick question. I'm in my late 30s. My mother has heart disease, but my father does not. And I have PVCs, premature ventricular contractions, all the time. And I had tests and was told my heart was healthy, but it's very uncomfortable. And given my family history, I find it very hard to believe that this is a benign condition. Is it true that you can have these frequent irregular heartbeats and have it be a benign condition?
Absolutely. And let me tell you a little bit about this. You bring up a really good point. First of all, when I first started practice a number of years ago, we thought PVCs were bad, because they noticed that when you had a heart attack, you tended to have lots of PVCs. So there was a rule. If you had more than 6 PVCs per minute, premature ventricular contraction, skip beats, then you should put people on a variety of drugs. Quinidine, Norpace were the major drugs that we used. Nobody, of course, did a study on this. They said, just mm-hmm. drop the numbers. Well, then lo and behold, about 10 years after this advice, 10 years, one decade later, there was a huge study. And lo and behold, we found out that when we reduced the number in PVCs, in people who had normal hearts, people who didn't have a heart attack, we killed them. In other words, give them these drugs, Norpace, and give them quinidine, we stopped the PVCs and we caused sudden death. So now, then we stopped doing that and started developing a better methodology of discovering which ones were good, which ones were bad. PVCs are okay. They're a normal part. Then the question comes up, as you bring up, well, I have symptoms. What do I do? Well, There are some drugs, beta blockers being the most common drugs that reduce the symptoms. You may talk to your doctor about being on one. That helps a lot of people. Simply reduces the number of PVCs. The other thing is caffeine can increase the number of PVCs. Alcohol for some people can increase the number of PVCs. And exercise for many people will decrease the number of PVCs.
Yeah. And does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's exactly what my doctor says. But it doesn't seem that something that feels as horrible as that could be really be nothing to worry about.
Well, you actually just bring up another important point. What you said was, which is truthfully so, how can it be that something that's as horrible as that can be changed? So where's the mental stress component within that?
Yeah.
So the other recommendation that I have is, seriously, going to a yoga class, learning deep breathing and meditation, because this is part of your body. And it's going to be, frankly, a part of your body forever. You may decrease the number, but you're not going to decrease it to zero. So the anxiety that it produces then actually becomes an issue. So you say, okay, I've got anxiety with this. How do I handle it? Well, of course, you want to handle it in a natural way if you can. You don't want to be on Valium and tranquilizer if you don't need it. But you want to say, how can I begin to handle it and realize this is a normal variation of my body that I have to understand? So how do I develop a concept that when I feel that beat, I don't become anxious, which will tend to increase the number of PVCs. But how do I say this is my body and it's a variation of normal, and how do I then begin to approach it? And that's kind of the other step. And that's that mental component that sometimes is hard to get a handle around. So I congratulate you for having the guts to call up and ask about it. And now what you should do is figure out a meditation, a mental meditation that you can have. Because what will happen is once you have that mental meditation, you won't experience them the same way.
Do you want to go to a yoga party with us, Zorba?
It only costs $400 to Wisconsin Public Radio. No, seriously.
All right. Thanks very much, Ann, for the call. I really appreciate it. And all jesting aside, do have the opportunity, if you'd like to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, to help pay for programs like this one and all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. A pledge of any amount helps do that. If you would like to make a generous pledge of $400, we will invite you to join us. Zorba, Tom Clark, and I will be hosting a yoga party at Bliss Flow Yoga in Fitchburg on April the 5th, a Saturday afternoon from 2 until 4. We'll do some yoga, we'll eat some great food, and we'll have a lot of fun. We'll talk about fun stuff, and we'll talk about how yoga and other things help fit into a healthy lifestyle.
Right. We'll talk about how to incorporate, and that's one of the things we're going to do at our yoga party. The other four spheres besides our physical sphere. Physically, when we are more supple, we feel better. But it's the really when we feel better that produces the length and the sweetness. Because as we get older, we have issues and problems that have built up over time. And it's really a matter of making those issues more a part of our lives and incorporating them and moving on to the sort of the next step within our lives. And I think we learn that. It's one of the things that we learn with good experience as we get older. And if you donate, as we say, you join Wisconsin Public Radio, $400 for a person, $800 for a couple. Wonderful food. Tom and I, you'll get a chance to see us, and we are yoga virgins, as I say. We really don't produce, really have not engaged in yoga. But we're doing this for Wisconsin Public Radio. If you go to your computer at WPR.org and pledge online, or go to your telephone at 1-800-383-9772, why not become part of the Wisconsin Public Radio community? We know that you support Wisconsin Public Radio because, frankly, you love it. That's why you're listening now. And why not show your support?
And, in fact, you do it, too, because you love hearing from great guests who have a wide variety of perspectives and expertise, like Dr. Zorba, who gives of his time to Wisconsin Public Radio to talk to you and to help you. Dr. Zorba makes a weekly house call to you and gives you different advice. That's worth a pledge of support, isn't it? At 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Pledge any amount. Pledge $400 if you'd like to join this special yoga party, yoga class, and a fun, heart-healthy meal. You know, Zorba, I was wondering, Ann said that aside from her heart palpitations, that she was concerned because her mother had had heart disease. What should we do if we did have a mother or a father that had heart disease, and we want to do whatever we can to try to help prevent it?
Well, the first thing you want to do is take what we call an accurate history. So if your mom, for instance, had a heart attack, or your dad, under the age of 50, really under the age of 55, that's significant family history. So you want to look back in that history and see what was it. Well, maybe they were a smoker. Maybe they were a drinker. They drank more than two drinks a day. Maybe they were a smoker and a drinker. That's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. 20% of the people in Wisconsin smoke. Go back 20 years ago, and it was 30% of the people in Wisconsin smoke. That's a lot of folks. So it may not be a family history. It may be a habit history. They have bad habits. Then you want to check your cholesterol. Maybe they had high cholesterol. Well, if they did, the fact is, if you can't do it by diet, which a lot of people can't because it's not a diet issue. They simply produce not enough good cholesterol, the HDL, the healthy cholesterol, and too much lousy cholesterol, the LDL, or the bad cholesterol. And so you may need to be on a statin drug. Very useful. They work well. They produce longevity. Maybe they had high blood pressure in the family. So go back in the history and then to get a health evaluation for yourself. And then you say, okay, there was no history in my family except for my mom and dad, and they had good habits, and my cholesterol is good. Well, then maybe they were a slug. Maybe they didn't exercise. Well, people didn't exercise as much years ago. Mm-hmm. So what do you want to do with your plan? There's always something you can do to incrementally reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke. Always something. It's never a hopeless situation. There are things that you can do. And so it's a matter of you sitting down with your doctor mentor. I think of your doctor not just as a woman or a man who helps advocate for your health. They don't take care of your health. They advocate for your health. You take care of your health. But I think of them as somebody who is a mentor that gives you advice. And if you have a physician that you don't have a good relationship with, who you can't bring in a list and ask questions, change doctors. That may be your first step. And the fact is, physicians don't have the amount of time they used to have years ago. Remember, Marcus Welby spent 1 hour with his patients, but he only saw 40 patients a year. The rest were reruns. And a lot of doctors see 20, 25 patients a day. So you've got your 15, 20 minutes. Make the most of it with a list. And if you can't answer everything in the list, go back a second time. Get the most out of the healthcare system by using your physician as a mentor for those things that you feel you have to do, and kind of think of it as a yearly or bi-yearly educational experience that you have, in addition to checking those numbers.
When do you decide, Zorba, based on the numbers and other factors, when or if to put someone on a statin drug to lower cholesterol?
Well, it's a function of, if you look at the National Cholesterol Educational Program guidelines, and anyone can go to NSEP. If you Google cholesterol guidelines NIH, you put in cholesterol space guidelines space NIH, and you'll get the guidelines. They're not complex guidelines. But for instance, if you have a previous heart attack, previous stroke, diabetes, the guidelines are to move your LDL, the lousy cholesterol, below 100. Well, a lot of people say there's good evidence that you should move it in the 70 range. Maybe it should be significantly below 100. Well, that is an interesting question. I mean, I'm one of those people with those guidelines, but there was an editorial 2 weeks ago in the New York Times Sunday edition in the Week in Review that maybe what we're doing is chasing cholesterol too low, and maybe that really is too low. I'm not exactly part of that particular movement right now, but that's really what it should be. Certainly should be below 100 and probably as low as you can go. But then whether or not it should be below 160 or below 130, once again, for this LDL or bad cholesterol, it's a function of your age, what other factors that you're doing. And the Framingham Heart Study has a great way of sort of looking at it. So there's not a simple number, but frankly, with a history of heart disease, the lower the LDL goes, in my mind, the better off you are.
We'll get to more calls for Dr. Zorba in just a moment, but I want to remind you that this is a very important pledge hour during our winter fundraising drive, and we are looking to reach a $9,000 goal this hour. And when we reach that goal, we get an extra $1,000 from Barbara and Jim Ballard. So looking to raise from you $9,000, one pledge at a time, of course, and so far $2,300 raised toward that goal, which is a very nice start, but only about 20 minutes left in this hour. So that's why I want to encourage you to not wait until the last minute to make your pledge of any amount to to Wisconsin Public Radio and call 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. You can make that pledge online. Any amount helps pay the bills. Each pledge will help us toward that $9,000 goal. Remember, though, that a number of special thank you gifts this hour at different amounts, including the book You Staying Young, with all sorts of health tips in it for you at the $150 pledge level. So let me take another caller, Ellen in La Crosse. Hi, Ellen, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a question about the ratio of HDL to LDL. My total cholesterol is around 220, but my HDL is very high. It is like 92.
Wow.
I have no other cardiac risk factors, and I'm just wondering if your HDL can ever be too high.
Never.
Never. That's the good cholesterol.
The higher you make your HDL, the better off you are. And frankly, you can't really move your HDL that much. Exercise, ups it a little bit, you know, but family history is really there. If you've got an HDL, you must have in your family, you must have longevity on one side or another. Do you have that?
I do have longevity on my mother's side.
Yeah, tell me about it. How old do they get?
My great-grandmother died when she was 94 and was very healthy entire life.
Right. She did not have heart disease or stroke.
She did not. Mm, My grandmother died when she was 94, and she was also very healthy.
Wow.
My mom died at 60, but it was an unrelated. She had a pulmonary embolus following a surgery.
Right, following a surgery. So that was not unrelated at all.
So that is not a risk factor. Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you've got longevity. By the way, do you have on that side of the family, does anyone have Alzheimer's disease at all?
Not on that side of the family.
That side of the family. And that's interesting because we now know that statin drugs may reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease, too.
Another benefit of
statin drugs. And so the question is, should people with a strong family history of Alzheimer's disease also be on statins? But, you know, people would die for an HDL of 94.
That is amazing, Ellen. Well, enjoy your long, sweet life, Ellen.
Thank you.
Yes, enjoy. Right, and the ratio, I've thrown ratios out. I don't think of ratio. I think ratios are not the way to look at it. They're separate risk factors. And frankly, the higher the healthy cholesterol, the HDL, the better off you are. And if you've got heart disease, you've got to push the LDL down. But once again, if you don't have heart disease, whether or not you have to take a statin, whether or not it's right for you is a function of the numbers right now, I think, that the NIH publishes.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Ellen, for the call. We will get to more calls for Dr. Zorba Pastor in just a moment. Zorba, a practicing family medicine doctor who also mentors medical students as a clinical professor in the Department of Family Medicine at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He is the author of The Longevity Code, Your Personal Prescription for a Longer, Sweeter Life, and you hear him every Saturday along with Tom Clark on the nationally syndicated radio program produced by Wisconsin Public Radio, Zorba Pastor on Your Health. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Dr. Zorba Pastor. And Zorba, this is good news. We have two people who this hour decided to join us at the yoga party.
Way to go. Yeah. Way to go. We will have a great time together. It is a yoga party. Mm-hmm. There's yoga on one hand, mm-hmm. and there's party on the other hand.
And so
you've got to have both. You know, you have to have, you know, what you're doing for your body, but you've got to have a good time when you're doing it. I'm a great believer in that. Just along that line for a second, I was talking to a patient of mine 2 days ago in the office. She has diabetes and she needs to do more. And I said, what do you do for exercise? And these are two people who are hefty. You know, Wisconsin mm-hmm. is a hefty state. We like our beer and we like our brats. Mm-hmm. And she has diabetes and he has diabetes. And they said, we exercise all the time. And I looked at them and I kind of looked at them and said, what kind of exercise do you do? And I didn't really say it in that way. I said it in the appropriate, respectful way. And tell me about the exercise that you do, thinking, why, I mean, I can't imagine they're jogging, which they weren't. Well, on Friday and Saturday night, they go out dancing. And they have been going out dancing for 20 years.
Yeah.
And they do it all the time. And they go square dancing, and they do other dancing. They learn ballroom dancing. And I thought, what a great way to get your exercise. They have social relationships with their friends. They're going out and they're dancing. They're exercising twice a week. Way to go. Find something you like and then take the energy to do it. That's the way to make yourself have the long-term life.
Yeah, I do other forms of exercise, but I like yoga. I also do it with my husband. So we have this thing that we do together, and we get a little bit of exercise. We also get social interaction. We have friends who go to the same yoga place. So it's fun, and it gives us some exercise, and it also helps us. The meditation part of it is also very valuable in that you sort of quiet that mind down a little bit.
And I want to go on that meditation just a little bit. Anyone can learn meditation, and meditation really are attempts to calm your mind by stretching, by concentrating on your breath, perhaps using a mantra. And it's not that all of a sudden you're in this blissful state. That's really not ultimately what happens. Mm-hmm. I just finished reading Eat, Pray, Love, which was a fabulous, fabulous book. It's really a chick book. And my wife, Penny,
good
said,
for you, Zorba.
My wife said, yeah, it's a chick book. I don't know if you'll love it. And after I read two pages, it was just a book that spoke to me. I think it's Eat, Pray, Love is a fantastic book. But a part of the issues, and I'm a follower of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, I have been for many, many years, is that an act of compassion really is one of the things that promotes serenity within you. And promoting serenity really reduces the risk of heart attack and stroke, reduces the chances that you'll engage in unhealthful habits such as going too fast on weather, such as today when we're in Wisconsin, drinking too much alcohol, smoking cigarettes, and so on. It increases optimism. And we know that when you increase optimism and reduce stress, you feel better. We also know, it's been scientifically shown, that when you go to WPR.org and you give money to Wisconsin Public Radio, it's been scientifically shown beyond a shadow of a doubt that when you call 1-800-383-9772, 1-800, again, 383-9772, that you promote your longevity, decrease your risk of heart attack, I can guarantee it, and help really Wisconsin Public Radio, which you love, which is why you're listening today during the pledge drive, because you love it.
And you will help Wisconsin Public Radio pay for the programming that you value so much. You pledge any amount, but if you want to join the yoga party on April the 5th at Bliss Flow Yoga in Fitchburg near Madison, it's from 2 until 4 in the afternoon, a little bit of yoga, a little bit of really good food, and lots of fun conversation with Tom Clark and Zorba Pastor and Joy Cardine and other Wisconsin Public Radio listeners like you who are willing to try something new or maybe something that you've been doing for some time. Join us, won't you, at this yoga party. $400 for one ticket. $800 if you want to go with a friend. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. We have a limited number of these tickets available, and we really, really would love to have you join us for that yoga party. I know that so far this hour, at least a couple of pairs have been scooped up. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org for your pledge of any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio. We are working toward a $9,000 goal this hour, just about $4,000 raised. That is wonderful, but just 10 minutes left in the hour, and that $9,000 goal is especially important to meet this hour because it means an extra $1,000, a challenge grant this hour from Barbara and Jim Ballard. When the goal is met of $9,000, they will chip in an extra $1,000. Another way to encourage you to make your pledge right now at 1-800-383-9772 or at WPR.org. Another call for you, Zorba, Eugene and Viola, who's been waiting. Hi, Eugene, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy and morning. Dr. Zorba. I listen to you and Tom every Saturday morning.
It's a great show, isn't it, Eugene? Yeah.
But my question is, my cholesterol was, I'm almost 70 years old, and my cholesterol was about 170. And for a while, I was on a statin drug, and I was wondering, how does oatmeal, and I also mix sorghum in with it, figure in as far as lowering cholesterol? Mm-hmm. Now, I get out and I cross-country ski in the afternoons. And I shoveled about 490 feet of sidewalk this morning.
Yeah, you and everybody. But Eugene, that's a good question. He gets some exercise. He is oatmeal and exercise.
Well,
is that
it's a good question. But I have another question. Mm-hmm. Why are you on a statin drug when your cholesterol is 170? Or is that after you've been on the statin drug?
When I had my cholesterol checked up at the VA hospital at Potomac, they put me on, it was 170, and they put me on a statin. They put me on a drug to lower my cholesterol a little bit.
Uh-huh. You started at 170?
I started at 170.
That seems
is that your LDL or your bad cholesterol?
That was my bad cholesterol.
That was your bad cholesterol.
Right, yeah.
So they lowered, and that's important to point out to people. It wasn't your total cholesterol, it was your lousy cholesterol. The LDL is the lousy cholesterol, and they wanted to move that down from 170. Certainly, at the age of 70, you want to move that down below 1. You want to move it to below 130, and for other people, you might want to move it below 100. What plays a role? Diet plays a role. Fiber plays a role. Any kind of fiber. It can be donkey food, which is bran cereal. Mm-hmm. I call that donkey food because that's what it tastes like when I eat it, unless I put sugar on it, which doesn't make it very good. You can have other type of bran products. For instance, if you put it in a muffin, that's a low-fat muffin. Great way to put bran in your diet. As you said, any kind of fiber that you add really will make a difference. Oatmeal tends to maybe be a little bit more, but basically all fiber, insoluble fiber tends to lower cholesterol. More importantly, cholesterol is one star in the constellation we call heart disease. The other stars are no smoking, alcohol less than 2 drinks a day for men, less than 1 drink a day, 1 drink or less for women. Exercise will reduce once again, improve that constellation. And so it's only one factor. How's your blood pressure?
My blood pressure, I think, is about 120 over 80.
Okay, it's important to be on take your blood pressure pills, be on an aspirin tablet every day. I believe everyone should be on a multivitamin because multivitamins have 0.4 milligrams of folic acid and B12. I think that's an important thing and so on. So, you know, it's looking at all those other factors for heart attacks that really play a role.
Eugene, good luck to you and great advice. Zorba, so great that it is worthy of a pledge of support, I think, at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Just 5 minutes left in this hour for you to make your pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio, to support this kind of great medical advice that you're getting this hour from Dr. Zorba Pastor, and help us reach this $9,000 goal. I'm afraid I took too many calls asking questions on the air, and I wasn't asking you enough because still have $5,000 to go to make that $9,000 goal.
Sometimes, not always, but sometimes there are people who are listening to the show who have the ability to actually donate more, to join Wisconsin Public Radio because they have the wherewithal, they have the means to be able to pledge more funds. And why not do that? You may be one of those people, but any pledge of any amount helps move us towards our goal. And doing that at WPR.org. That website again is WPR, Wisconsin Public Radio, .org, or calling 1-800-383-9772. Again, at the $150 level, you get Mehmet Oz's book, Extended the Warranty. Fabulous book at $150. The yoga party, $400 a ticket. It's a yoga and food party. Tom and I, Joy, and her husband, Rob Starbuck, will all be practicing yoga there, as well as a bunch of other people, essentially, who are joining Wisconsin Public Radio. Great food, wonderful time. We'll discuss meditation and its importance, and we'll talk about Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. And it's going to be better food than that donkey food that you were just talking about, Sarah. But it's going to be healthy. Good.
You know, I didn't even make up the word donkey food with Bran. I was telling a patient of mine, he looked at me and he said, "That's what I feed my donkeys." And I thought, okay, the way to go. That's what Bran tastes like. Admit it. You're either going to eat it or not eat it. And that's the way life goes.
Call in your pledge, whatever the amount. But please do be as generous as you can. And if you can, swing it to... Come to the yoga party. It'll be a lot of fun. Pledge $800 and bring a friend along at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org. Help us reach this $9,000 goal to stay on track during this pledge drive and to get this extra $1,000 from Barbara and Jim Ballard. Just a few more minutes left. When we reach that goal, if we reach that goal, we'll get that extra $1,000. And not if we don't. 1-800-383-9772.
This is the time to show your support. The thing about Wisconsin Public Radio that I love, and I've loved as long as I've lived in Wisconsin, and that's more than three decades, is the fact that you have great information that you can trust, information that is commercial free, information that is insight that, frankly, I don't get at any other place that's on the air, and that's why I find it's important, and frankly, that's why I am a member with my show. I mean, my day job is I'm a doc in Oregon, Wisconsin, just outside of Madison at the Dean Medical Center. I mentor at the university. I do some writing and some lecturing around the country. But my favorite thing is public radio. My favorite thing is Wisconsin Public Radio. And if it's one of your favorite things in life, go to WPR.org or call 1-800-383-9772.
Well, Dr. Zorba is definitely my favorite doctor and Wisconsin Public Radio's favorite doctor, but he has great respect for Dr. Oz and this book that was co-written by Dr. Oz, You Staying Young, and that's also available to you this hour as a thank you gift for your pledge of $150 to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Absolutely. It's a great book.
1-800-383-9772 to pick up that book, to come to the yoga party. The $400 pledge gets you a ticket to the yoga party, but you decide how much to pledge, but do make that decision to contribute right now. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. The phones, I've heard them ring, Zorba, but we haven't seen this tally up very much. So time is short.
And it's easy. It's quick to go to WPR.org. Call 1-800-383-9772. Why not stretch your mind, stretch your body at the yoga class, and stretch to Wisconsin Public Radio. $400 per ticket for the yoga class. At $150, you get Dr. Oz's book. Any contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, though, makes you a member, and how wonderful is that?
It is wonderful. And Zorba, it was wonderful having you here. Thank you so much.
It has been a pleasure to be here, Joy.
Zorba Pastor, co-host of Zorba Pastor on Your Health. Heard Saturdays at 8 and again at 2 in the afternoon here on the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Thanks to Karen Prager and Leo Durant for producing the hour. This is the Ideas Network.